This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. There's a new English translation of a book that's caused a lot of stir in Europe. It's The Caged Virgin, a collection of essays from Dutch parliamentarian Ayaan Hirsi Ali. She calls it an emancipation proclamation for women and Islam.
She is a controversial figure among many of her fellow Muslims. She's a native of Somalia who immigrated to the Netherlands about a dozen years ago. Living in the West, Hirsi Ali felt free to publicly criticize Islam. Well, that all changed in 2004.
That year, her short film about the mistreatment of women in Islam was shown on Dutch television. Her Dutch co-writer and director, Theo van Gogh, was later stabbed to death by a Muslim radical. A letter attached to his body threatened her life. Since then, she has lived with guards. We spoke earlier about her book and what led to it. Ayaan Hirsi Ali, the title of your book is The Caged Virgin. Explain that, please, would you?
When I say the caged virgin, I mean the way women are treated or the woman is treated in Islam. Confining her to a lifetime of house arrest and taking away her freedoms results in being caged. And because she's not only a wife or a sister or niece, but she's also a mother, when she bears children, boys, she then gets the chance to bring them up. But if she's ignorant, if she has been confined, if she's been denied her rights, she can only pass that on, the humiliation and the ignorance in which she lives, thereby putting not only herself but the whole of society in a cage.
You write that Muslims have adopted the technological innovations of the West without its courage to think independently, and the most important explanation for that is the sexual morality of Islam.
Yes, and especially the emphasis on virginity. And Judaic and Christian theology stresses and emphasizes virginity as well. But in Islam, it's not only taught, it's also enforced. Women have to stay inside their homes. They have to wait until their parents decide who they're going to marry. And if a woman loses her virginity before she's married, then she's shunned or she's killed. And that kind of morality brings about an abuse of such huge magnitude. And if you have a society where women and homosexuals are repressed, then you have a society that lags behind, that has taken on the material side of modernity, like buying cars and computers and, you know, using all the gadgets that are a product of modernity. But that society has not come to terms with the values that modernity demands. And the most important value is that the human individual is free.
You write about the fear in Western societies about confronting Islam. You write about, for instance, the reaction to these Danish cartoons that were published last fall, the outrage in the Islamic world, and a movement is too strong a word, but a sense in some Western democracies that you should limit press freedom in some way. Is that a proposal before your own parliament?
Western liberal, especially European people who are engaged in this debate can be divided into those who are engaged in appeasement and who plead for the appeasement of radical Islam and those who want to confront it. Now, those who want to appease it say, let's just indulge every whim of the radical Muslims. My own country has, the Netherlands, has just brought out a report that Islam means peace and that terrorism is not something that can be linked to Islam, that kind of thing. This is the appeasement movement. This is also the establishment. And within the establishment, there is a group of people who are saying, no, let's confront this. And I see them as my allies, and they're against multiculturalism. They're reviewing ideas that were once thought to be good, and that was the idea of encouraging self-segregation as a route to integration. I think multiculturalism was well intended, and it was based on trying not to be racist, but in practice it has become perversely racist.
Islam sets us apart, you write. Islam sets us apart. But isn't every believer apart from the non-believer?
if you accept the assertion that all knowledge is contained in the Holy Quran and that everything that's in there is true, then that curbs your curiosity. It curbs your ability to learn. And I believe that that can be reformed by acknowledging that these verses are in there, but by just reading them in their context, which was the 7th or 8th century, and humanity has moved on. And what the radical Muslims are preaching is you have to follow the Prophet Muhammad today in the 21st century, otherwise you're not a good Muslim and you'll end up in hell. You don't have to throw away the tradition, you can respect it, but you can reform it by critically appraising the position of Muhammad as a moral guide today.
Let me just note that you are speaking from our New York studio. I'm in Los Angeles. So I don't know who is with you in your group there, but do you go everywhere in this country with security guards?
Yes.
Given these circumstances, how is it that you have the courage to go ahead to write this book that you've written, to publish it, to have this translation come out in English? It's only going to make things worse for you, I would think. How do you do that?
I think it has to do with the process that I went through myself to lose my fear. I used to be afraid of everything, of hell, of being shunned, of what other people thought about me, that kind of thing. And I realized that I was in some kind of prison and that I had to get out of it myself. But also after 9/11 and planes are being driven into high buildings, I can't run away anymore. I think I have to face that. And if they get to me and they kill me, I can always leave something behind. I can leave a written body of works behind. Since the 10th century, any Muslim who tried to criticize Islam was killed or exiled or jailed or tortured. And these people did not leave us something behind. What they left us behind was also destroyed with them. But in this technological age where you can't destroy every copy of my book or submission, my film, then it makes it much easier for us living in the 21st century in Western countries to develop critical ideas of Islam and spread that.
Ayaan Hirsi Ali, a member of the Dutch Parliament and author of the book The Caged Virgin, now out in an English translation. Ayaan, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There are excerpts from The Caged Virgin and an extended interview with Ayaan Hirsi Ali at our website, npr.org, and NPR's Day to Day continues.